Before the birth of Jesus Christ, i.e. 3,100 years ago, Indians accurately calculated the movement of planets, solar and lunar eclipses very precisely and used almanac in their daily life. Such are the skills of our forefathers. They are authority and pioneers in astronomy, architecture, temple architecture, medicine, education, women empowerment and other areas, said Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi while speaking at a function in Chennai on March 3. While interacting with women personalities of Tamil as part of the Think to Dare Series 3 held at Rajbhavan on March 3, he said, "No society or a country can genuinely grow if the women in it are kept behind or are not given opportunity to exhibit their talents and strength. Narishakti, women power, of our nation is a great source of inspiration not only for me but for the entire society." He said, "Today we find the resurgence and reawakening of Narishakti is reflecting on all aspects of life in our society. Not every woman gets a friendly opportunity to excel in their life. They have to overcome a number of obstacles, hindrance to have reached the place of success." Entrepreneur and YouTuber cooking personality TMT Meenakshi ji, who did not acquire a degree in education, remain as an inspiration for people. Millions are following her in social media. She could achieve this level because of her urge and desire to do something and dared her decision to overcome the obstacles she faced. Tamil Nadu governor said, "Before the pre-colonization era, our girls and women were almost equal to their counterparts in terms of education and decision-making. But after the British rule, the power of women diminished and they were neglected, because of which the country and society suffered. Our leaders realized that this country, even if it became free from the colonization, this country cannot grow unless women come forward and assume leadership roles." Many great visionaries like Swami Vivekanand, Sri Aurobindo, Mahakavi Bharati advocated for women equal rights and empowerment. He recited the poem lines of Bharati's Patangal, Alvatham Satangal Sevatham, Parini Pengal Nadata Vandhom, Etam Anukange Pen Ila Pillai Kanendru Kumyad, "We women have come to rule scholastically and create the laws for this world. Clap and rejoice, for the women are no less to men in reaching the heights of knowledge." In Tamil Nadu, the number of female voters are more than the male voters, and it is an example of change that we witness the importance of girl child and their growth. "As a governor of 20 universities in the state of Tamil Nadu, I am noticing that the women graduates are more than the male graduates. Not only in numbers but among the rank holders, we find women are excelling much better, and this is the new power of the country," he pointed out. Governor lauded the entrepreneurship area 10 years back, only 500 in number, but today it has gone up to more than 90,000. He urged the women to contribute to the nation-building exercise by launching startups and working on innovative ideas. He said, "The world has now realized that India must grow, which is good for the world as well. In such a condition, as a women power, when you are experimenting and daring, it is not only good for you as an individual, it is good for the country as well." Governor asked the women of Bharat to continue dreaming, daring, rising, and when they do these, they not only grow individually, they make their nation grow stronger. While replying to one of the questions, Governor said that we need to empower our girl child and young students by saying they are like a seed of a banyan tree. The size of it may be tiny, but in that lies a mammoth tree. He said that to achieve, there should be no limit and the sky is the only limit, and urged the parents to build confidence that they can do well.